Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
While God and I shall be. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. The final verse of the majestic hymn, I am His and He is Mine, focuses on the unending love between the believer and God. As we read in our text, nothing can separate us from the love of God. His forever, only His, who the Lord and me shall part? Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am His and He is mine. Resting in such supernatural love, which lasts forever, begets peace and rest even now. Our Savior beckons, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Aspects of our present life may be temporary, but His love lasts forever. The heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, but my salvation shall be forever. And even to your old age I am He, and even to gray hairs will I carry you. Consider the last line in the hymn, but while God and I shall be, I am His and He is mine. As long as either God or the individual remains, their love will last. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thus the Christian will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know them and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.